The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. Austin, Texas. From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Welcome back to Shenanigans. This week, I'm back getting into some hot topics. I feel like it has been a minute with some fabulous women. We've got a ladies-only hot topics episode. Women from all across the pop culture landscape, please welcome my dear friend and now fellow Bravo celebrity, which I just love that you're a part of the fam now, Janet Caperna from The Valley. So you're back co-hosting. Do you feel more comfortable in
now
this
I feel,
seat?
I was sweating last week. I'm not
in the hot
lie.
Seat.
No, I'm not in the hot seat. I feel like more like co-host instead of, I don't know, guest. I can't be a guest. It's
but
too
I mean,
much.
We had to do it, you know?
And hearing Bravo Celebrity, I'm like, who? No, that can't be
Bravo Celebrity.
Scary.
I remember the first time I said this to the band, I was like, you know, a bunch of the Bravo Lebs, and they go, I'm sorry, what did you just refer to yourself? I'm like, no, I don't call myself, like, that's what, never mind. Also joining us is the host of Radio Andy's Reality Checked and the Pop Crime Podcast, Kiki Monique. How we doing?
So good. I love being here with all the ladies.
Yes. I mean, I love Ryan Bailey, and we'll have him back soon, but I felt like a little ladies' hot topics would be fun. And all the way from across the pond, social media sensation and host of the Saving Grace podcast, who is gracing us with her presence today here from the UK. We've got, also known as GK Barry, but my girl Grace. How we doing?
I'm so happy to be here. I was saying this, I've been trying, this is my first time in LA.
And no
I've,
way.
And I've been doing the Vanderpump Rule tour.
Oh.
I've been doing it all.
I saw you were at Tom Tom this weekend.
I mean, yeah.
Did
it looks better on the show.
Oh, really?
It does, yeah.
Okay.
But I had a great time. They gave me a tequila shot in a champagne glass.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, is that a normal thing here?
No.
Well, if it's like a nice reposado tequila, they have like the little champagne glasses and they try to make them a little fancy.
It was giving like, you know, in like your corner shop, the one with the little Mexican hat on that tastes like battery acid. That was the tequila. It was hell.
Did Schwartz give it to you?
No, none of them were there. I was like, what was the point?
Oh, yeah, right?
Probably best that they weren't there.
They might have been at Schwartz and Sandy's.
Next on my start. Next on my start.
Are you going?
No.
Well, how's everyone doing? What did we get up to this weekend?
I felt like I watched a lot of Buying Beverly Hills because I needed to know what was going on with Kyle and Mauricio.
Okay.
Yeah. 1 minute in as well, they just did intervention. And I was like, all right. Yeah.
Wait, so are there updates currently, like post Real Housewives finale on that show?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Mauricio really used this as his sounding board so he could get his side of the story out.
Interesting.
Because we're hearing more than we heard all season of Beverly Hills.
Okay. Yeah. Do tell. Fill me in.
Well, I mean, pretty much here's the thing. The Umanskis are a drinking family. So that said a lot. I mean, even the daughter. So I feel like she feels a little kind of outcast. Like Kyle doesn't want to party. She doesn't want to drink. And Mauricio feels like he's about to embark on the best part of his life and he doesn't want to slow down. On top of it, I mean, it sounded like they basically agreed that we're going to separate. She said, you do your thing. I'm not going to ask questions. You don't ask questions about me. In the beginning, it seemed like he didn't believe the Morgan Wade rumors. Mm-hmm. But towards the end, I think his partner was kind of like, well, what do you think? He's like, I just don't ask her because I feel like I don't want to put pressure on her. And I think the reality is, if she said, yeah, I like women, his ego might take a hit.
Right.
Well, he's not going to be poking around, I feel like, asking questions, because if she does the same, I feel like as a viewer, there's more, you know, dirt under his
They've both done
situation.
The same thing, though. Like, she's gone with a girl. He went with the, what was the show that he was on? Dancing with the
Stars. Yes, Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've both basically done the same thing. So neither of them can say anything.
I think he's been doing it a lot longer.
I've heard.
I mean, there were rumors
feeling,
in
I
the
get.
Early seasons
I was gonna say,
about the show with him.
Yeah.
And on the reunion this season that got brought up, you know, was there ever more doubt put in the more recent years of your relationship because of the rumors that happened in the early seasons of Real Housewives?
I started getting a vibe. I mean, this is just my vibe. This is not confirmed in any way. But Santiago, who's his partner, who's featured on the show, who's very hot, looks like it could be Mauricio's brother, like, you know, has the accent, very tall.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's sexy. And he came back from Burning Man with like this bleached blonde hair. And I was like, is he partying? Is he married? I looked it up. He had just gotten divorced in 2021. Mm. So I got this sense that maybe the two of them, I don't know. I think they're about to enter this like F-boy era 50 plus club.
Interesting.
That's just my
Sometimes
prediction.
Getting divorced has a cascading effect in friend groups. I'm seeing it a little bit in my life with some of my friends right now, but I see how sometimes you see somebody, especially if they're going through something similar, them making the jump and then being happier and then kind of
it's
being
so
okay
my manager,
doing it.
Do you mind me saying this? My manager went for a breakup. I watched it and I thought, I've got to do the same.
Yeah.
I said, I've got to go. I broke up with mine and now it's like, sometimes when you see people having freedom and being happy when you've been in maybe an unhappy relationship, it's that the boost that you need to then get rid.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's interesting to watch Farrah on this season too, because she's going through things with her fiance.
Right.
And so to see that, and she's sort of like, I think in the beginning stages of being like, no, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. And then the guy, I don't know, she might be vibing with Zach, kind of comes to her and he's like, well, I'll admit, I'm having issues in my marriage, and people
convenient
thought that.
Timing.
So I don't know. We'll see what happens season three.
See, now that also, I want to throw this one to Janet and then get y'all's opinion. Do you think with Michelle and Jesse, you know, their separation, that had anything to do with giving Brittany maybe the push that she needed to separate from Jax?
To be honest, I don't think it, like, helped or hurt, depending on how you look at the situation. Like, I, you know, it's not like Brittany copied her and was like, oh, this looks great. But I think she was
just
like,
that extra encouragement. Like, okay, you can do it, I can do it.
I think that there is, especially when, you know, seeing like one kid in each, you know, marriage, it's like she can do it in a healthy way. Mm-hmm. They can co-parent. I think it's like encouraging, or it's comforting in a way, to know that other people can do it. And, you know, I think it doesn't, if you're going through problems and you see somebody else find happiness, it, you know, can motivate you to find happiness too, I think.
Yeah. What did you both think of the Valley premiere?
Sorry. Are Jax and Brittany actually split up?
They're separated.
They are separated, yes. Living separately and totally separated. They haven't, like, filed for divorce or anything yet, but they are separated.
And they've
been good for
co-parenting.
She is just a lovely Southern girl. Lost in Jax's world. Like, yeah. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you watch the Valley premiere?
Oh, yeah. I watched it. I had an advanced screener. So I watched it twice. No, I loved it. I mean, of course I had my doubts, but that's like what every Bravo like watcher is. They're always like, what's it going to be like? But then it was like, actually, once the trailer started coming out, I was like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to love it.
There's so much. But I just thought it was like, oh, maybe it's just, you know, just about mum life, maybe stuff. But it hits the fan.
Yeah.
It all hits the fan.
Especially next week's episode is gonna be like, if I know correctly based on the timeline of what happened this summer, it's gonna be bonkers. Like, things really, I remember being like, okay, it's gonna be like calm and normal drama, and then something happens and it is it's terrifying, honestly.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a little bit, I'm scared of it.
Do you find it more intense filming that or watching it back?
Both, I think, have their, you know, it's crazy because I was just saying, like, I feel like things, the dust kind of just settled. Mm-hmm. And then now it's coming back
up
again. So it's going to be interesting. I feel like now, you know, at the premiere party, everybody's like, hey, yeah, you know, who cares what happened this summer? And now we have to watch it.
Oh, that must be so awkward when you guys all watch your shows after months of not filming and then it gets brought back up.
Yeah.
You're like, actually, no.
And then you see what people, there's a lot of stuff you don't see. So I don't see, you know, everything that so-and-so said behind my back. And then I'm watching it and I'm like, great. full F you to them. Yeah.
You know? Say that again.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you see the interviews, you know, and that's you're the watching worst part. Their inner monologue. Yeah. It's like you could be in a room and maybe the person's just being quiet and respectful, and then you go to their inner monologue and you're like, what the fuck? That's what you're thinking?
I actually have a question that from the most recent Vanderpump. So you are probably just now seeing Schwartz and Lala's conversation and then Lala and Katie's conversation for the first time. How do you feel about all of that? Like knowing, like obviously you and Lala had a conversation about this, but like how did that feel?
I mean, I wasn't happy when I saw that back because I'm like, Lala, I did tell you. I did after last summer tell her that there was a time when Schwartz tried to kiss me.
Okay.
So as I'm watching this, I'm like, is she protecting me because I said I didn't tell anyone, or did she actually forget because it was so long ago? And I think that when I said like he tried, or just the way I said it, she didn't realize that he actually did kiss me. But as you see on this week's episode, we did not make out.
Thank God.
It was not a make
out. This was so random. When I saw the trailer for this year's, I was like, what? Where did that come from?
It
was so beyond.
It was a decade ago, more than a decade ago.
That's distraction, though. Surely.
Literally.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
As an avid watcher.
Yes.
Do you think you will be friends with Tom again?
I think you're going to see a lot of conversations this season and a very interesting reunion. Yeah. And we'll see.
Because can I say from my part, right? If I'm friends with two people, but from separate, we've got two separate friendships, right? It's different if someone cheats and they've cheated on just your friend. You weren't ever friends with them. I think it's very different because you've got no loyalties to them. I think it's different when you've also been friends with that person. You've been friends with both of them for so many years. I think it's, I don't know, I kind of find it just a bit tough that you just can't be friends with that person anymore, even though you've got so much history with them. I know you might be an arsehole, but for
I'm
me,
messier. I'm like, I'm taking sides. It's Ariana. Yeah. Tom can go fuck off.
I get that, but it's also like, you know, I've got friends that have cheated on someone before. It's an awful situation. Obviously, that situation's a little bit crazy.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Sometimes I think it's tough to put people in predicaments when you've had a long-term friendship with the other person as well.
Yeah. And you see a lot more of that this season. And it is brought up at the reunion because in the beginning, of course, it was black and white.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. When it happens.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then a lot of time, I mean, over a year has now passed. So many conversations have been had. A full season has been filmed. And just a lot has happened in the entire friend group in many different ways.
Right.
And things just aren't the same. Mm. So it's hard to say where the future with any of us goes. After the reunion,
so much happened.
I'll say that.
How was the reunion?
Yeah.
And because I saw a clip from Andy Cohen's radio show where he said Lala and Brock were the MVPs or standouts or something like that.
Yeah. Of the reunion.
Of the reunion or season. I know, something like that. But he said it the day after the reunion. So it had to have been fresh from that. So
yeah.
What can you tell us?
No, I remember him saying that. And I agree. Lala was definitely the MVP of the reunion. I think she says a lot of things that people think and are too afraid to say out loud.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Lala gets scary. Like, I love her.
I would
her.
Never want to argue with her. No. Like, you're right.
And
I would back down very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew going into the reunion, for me, it was going to be hard to say the things I want to say because I obviously don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. But then I have to have people's backs. And if me having her back upsets this person, and then it's just like it was really hard. But I did, in my Sheena more soft-spoken way, say my piece, which you'll see. I don't know how everyone feels about what I had to say, but with Brock, it's like, I mean, I'll admit the bar was pretty low. You know, he had a really rough entry season into reality TV.
Yeah.
I'm loving him this season. I mean, I love him in real life.
No, for sure.
What but people
it's like
see
you
on
know
the show.
Him.
Yeah. But I loved seeing him, especially like stand up for you in the gondola. Like, mm-hmm. and that, I was
that
really
was
strong.
Yeah.
That was hot too. I was like, yeah, Brock, get it.
Yeah.
And then
in the
I
gondola.
Loved when he got messy this episode and
I know.
Was like, oh, want to know who's,
it,
who's
it really,
hooking up. And I was like,
in
oh.
the moment, it pissed me off because I'm like, I was talking to Max and Max wanted to tell Schwartz. And then for Brock to do that, I was like, that was not your place.
I loved it.
And I'm yeah. trying to like be it. In a good place with Katie. And so it put me in a very tough
no,
position.
No, one thing about you is you're always in the sticky situation and it's never your fault. You're always in the middle. Like,
and you're usually
what,
getting
now?
Injured too yeah. in the middle of it.
I know, right? I was able to make it out with no injuries physically. Emotionally and mentally is a different okay. subject, yeah. but I do also agree with Andy. He said that Brock's haircut, he felt like gave him like a superpower. And I'm so glad he was going to do a buzz cut right before the reunion. And I'm like, please don't do it. Please don't do it. Like people are just now seeing mm-hmm. the haircut and it looks so good. So I was happy he didn't do that. But as far as Lala, like, you know, she doesn't put up with BS and the way the whole season was, I mean, it was hard. Her and I were really in tough positions mm-hmm. often. And I feel like if you're saying one thing off camera and another thing on camera, because
doesn't
you don't want to go against, you know, what's popular with the audience. I mean, she's going to call it out. And that's exactly what she did at the reunion. So
I'm so excited.
I know, me
this.
Too.
I know.
So excited.
Yeah, it was hard though because there was a moment where I just realized I have to speak up and I'm so scared too.
Yeah, that's like my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
My worst nightmare. And it's
yeah.
filmed.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a difference in doing it in real life and no one seeing it. When it's on camera and you have to watch it like 4 months later, it's
yeah.
just absolutely. I couldn't.
I know.
Don't know how you
it's
do
wild
it.
It's wild.
I know.
Like, being friends with you guys, you hear everybody's sides and then you get to watch it. So it really is like mm-hmm. there's, what do they say? Like three sides,
three
every,
sides
story.
Every story.
Yeah.
And there's the screenshots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't wait to watch it too.
Definitely. Okay. We're going to take a quick little break and then I have a fun game for us to play when we come back. So have you ever found any subscriptions that you forgot about or any you maybe paid twice for and didn't realize it? Because I know that I have. And nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Before I started using Rocket Money and before Brock started using it, I thought I maybe had, I don't know, just like a couple subscriptions. But I couldn't believe that when we found out there were so many things we were still paying for, subscriptions monthly. I mean, things that I hadn't thought about in a really long time. So between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, I mean, it's never ending. But thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the things I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million. In canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps. It's that easy. So, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/honey. That's rocketmoney.com/honey, rocketmoney.com/honey. Okay, and another thing I can't live without is my liquid IV. I love that I've been seeing commercials on the TV for this recently because everyone needs to know what liquid IV is and everyone needs to have them in their purse, in their pocket, on the go at all times. Because it is what keeps you extra hydrated. So if you are a person who doesn't like drinking just water all the time because you think it's boring, add a little liquid IV to flavor up your water and extra boost your hydration. There are new flavors like white peach that I am absolutely obsessed with. and it just makes drinking water a little more fun. They have convenient packaging. They're just these tiny little packets that honestly, I mean, you could fit in your bra, you could fit in your pocket in any tiny little clutch. And it's great for on the go when you're traveling and need to stay hydrated. Whether it's before your daily workout, when you feel run down after a long night out, or especially when you're traveling like me, have Liquid IV with you. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It has three times the electrolytes of any leading sports drink, no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code HONEY at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code HONEY at liquidiv.com. Okay, so before we get into our game, how long have you been watching Vanderpump Rules, Grace?
I actually started properly during like after lockdown. Binged.
That's a good time to get into
it. A lot of people did.
Yeah.
But I didn't expect, like, I remember thinking, oh, because I'd watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, so I knew Lisa Vanderpump, right? And I thought, she's off the show now, so I need to find another way to indulge Vanderpump Rules. It was like crack.
Mm-hmm. So what the Brits think of LVP? And am I allowed to say Brits?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Of course you can. Yeah, so you can say whatever you want. I think she is my version of the queen. Like, if she ever if she ever demises, I will have to have a month of mourning.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be really upset. Obviously, I don't know her as a person. So she could be...
You've never worked for her.
No, I bet.
I'm like, she'll love to hear this.
Do you know what it is? I just love... loved Jiggy.
Yeah. R.I.P.
May he rest. But I just think she's kind of just iconic, but everyone in the show is so iconic. And it's so funny because we had like a screening in the UK of the new season, and it's crazy how big it is in the UK, because I don't know if you know how big it is in the UK.
I was in London February 2020, literally right before lockdown.
Right.
And being there, being in Australia, I did get recognized a lot.
Do you know what's funny?
Mm-hmm.
Since then, it's like 20 times more.
Really?
100%.
So Scandoval made its way all the way across the pond.
Scandoval was, yeah, 100%.
I was in Scotland with Ariana a month after everything happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wild many people like recognized her. Like,
and that's Scotland.
Yeah, yeah. Because I didn't realize until I was in the Netherlands recently. Mm-hmm. The show does not air there whatsoever. I mean, it was 5 days and not a single person like said, I was like, whoa.
Were you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I need to go to London.
And then there was a British girl who came up. She was there to see the 1975 as well. We went to that concert when we were there. But it was so funny because it was very humbling. But I was like, every country I've
Sheena
been
hated
to,
it.
I didn't. Here's the thing. If I was expecting it, I would have been more in love with it that I could just go anywhere and not worry.
Yeah.
But I'm always on such high alert where we're out at a club with my cousins and I'm like just very aware of, you know, how I dance or what I do. It's just like I'm always thinking someone's taking a photo and, you know, it's just there are always eyes on us. And I just get very like I need to, you know, present myself as properly as possible, other than this week's episode when I decided to get drunk on camera. God, I'm like, I do not want to watch
that. Which doesn't happen often.
It doesn't. There's usually one episode I let myself just go buck wild and I do shots and I make a fool of myself. And everyone's like, no, you were great. You were so funny. I'm like, that was so cringe. But I think we always need a little bit of cringe on Vanderpump Rules. So you're welcome to get that from me always. But yeah, it was humbling. But it was just like when I've been in London, when I've been in Australia, when I've been in even like Mexico, it's just like people, because there's like a bunch of tourists or whatever.
I was with you when people were waiting for you getting off the plane from...
That was wild.
At the Sydney airport. Oh, and then they recognized me. And I was like, if you know who I am, you are deep.
Yeah.
Like,
you're deep in there.
It's bad.
But now I kind of want them to film episodes in the Netherlands, because then we won't see people like with cameras in the background.
True.
You can just like do your own thing.
next girl's trip.
So I was like, okay, now I know where to go if I just want to literally get away. It was so refreshing to meet people who also didn't even ask, like, what do you do? It was like, oh, you're here on vacation. Oh, your dad's from Holland. That's cool. Do you want to get a drink? And I'm like, yeah. Like, I made some new friends.
She was like, you don't want a selfie? What's going on here?
But it was so fun. Like, I just got to make friends just as a normal person, as Sheena 15 years ago, not Sheena on Vanderpump Rules.
I mean, we're don't come to
stars,
London.
They're just like
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
People are going to treat you like Paris Hilton if you come to London.
Maybe I should go.
Yeah, yeah. You should.
That's more like it.
Okay, so I have to ask, what are your thoughts of this season so far?
I love this season. I think it's good. And I think it had, I'm sad Rachel wasn't in this season though. Mm-hmm. I will say, I thought the drama could have continued.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, weirdly enough, the viewers have now switched and they are on Tom's side.
A lot of,
in the UK, I think a lot of people are on Tom's side and they actually feel bad. So many people feel bad for you. Thank you.
I need
great.
More of this. People.
I was like, Team Sheena.
I do need to go to the UK. You do.
To London after this episode.
But no, because I think, listen, British people, there's no morals there. We've got no morals. We're feral. So we get it. So we forgive easily. So I think, I don't know. I think Ariana's coming across, I get it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's coming across well this season.
Also,
I think we forget that this was also filmed quite soon after this all came out.
Like 4 months,
So for us viewing it, this has been months. Yeah. Like, this has been ages.
Right.
So we're like, well, why is she still hung up on it? If someone cheated on me with my best friend, first of all, I'd be in jail.
Yeah, same.
No, I would be in jail, absolutely. I'd be on death row for what I'd done. So I get it. But I think because it's been so long for the viewers, they're like, why is she still like this? But the context isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they need to throw up some dates so you really get the idea.
This is what I mean. On the scene, it needs to be like 2 months after.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, I get it.
Yeah. And I mean, for those who actually are like follow, it's like, okay, well, you know, Tom's birthday is beginning of July. So it's like, that's kind of when we started filming. But Scandoval was beginning of March. So yeah, it was only like 4 months.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All of March, April, May, June.
My perception has changed. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you have the reunion, which we just filmed a week and a half ago. So that is current and you'll see that air in May. So that'll be very much today where we're all at.
It must be so frustrating when you filmed so long ago and you just want to give your input but you can't.
And then even when we finished the season and then, you know, we're at BravoCon, people haven't seen the season yet.
Right.
They're still living in last season where I'm like, we just filmed a whole season. Like, but nobody knows.
This is like a Black Mirror episode.
It really is.
Is.
Wow, love that for you.
Okay, so I have a fun game because I saw your recent TikTok pointing out some observations you've made about Americans.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to see if you have any more to add
okay.
to the list.
I've got so many.
So in the video, she mentioned that it's weird Americans don't drink Prosecco, although
I literally love Prosecco.
She does.
Thank you, because I was told.
One of my go-tos.
So my brother lives in Brooklyn, right? And his girlfriend lives in America, and I'm a big drinker family, so we drink a lot, and we always drink Prosecco.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was over for Christmas, she went, why do you drink that? And I was like, why don't you drink that? And she was like, no. When you go to America, people don't drink Prosecco. And then I started spiraling.
What, they drink champagne or they just don't?
I didn't get that far because I was so in shock by that statement. I was like, what do you mean? So yeah, then I thought I'd do a TikTok on it, and everyone in the comments was like, "You're an idiot," and I was like, "Okay, fair."
Well, I order Prosecco specifically because I've been burned too many times by accidentally ordering champagne and then being charged like $500 for a bottle. If you say Prosecco, they know that you're in the 200 range max.
Right.
Like,
and La Marca is delicious.
Yes,
I drink that like every day in COVID.
Good luck. Yeah. Love it.
Not COVID. That was a dark time for us all. Yeah, we were all with a straw.
Yeah. Right. But I saw you said you also that we don't eat jacket potatoes with cheese
and beans,
nor beans on toast.
Well, TikTok made it look really like I did a whole story about the jacket potatoes. Okay.
Wait, what is a jacket potato?
I mean, I think it's like a big potato, and they kind of, but they were putting extra things on it that maybe aren't supposed to be on it. The beans I'm cool with.
Okay, good.
But then there was like, I think it was like it's like a fish. It was like a
yeah, no.
Someone put like a chopped fish or something.
That's why I can't claim them. I don't know where they're from in England, but they're not from where I'm from. All we do is beat like a heated jacket potato with the skin on, hot. Cheese, melted cheese, and beans. And
that sounds amazing.
That sounds
actually.
Good, actually. I could get with that.
Oh, or tuna and sweet corn.
That's where I was like, I
no,
got it.
That slaps. No, no, guys, I will not take this. I will not take it. You must try it with a bit of mayo in the tuna.
Ooh.
Okay, so it's like a tuna salad.
You can tell that we had a war in England. That's our food, and that's our rations. Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay, so the Atlantic isn't the only thing that divides Brits and Americans. So I'm going to name off some controversial topics among Brits and Americans, and hopefully we can all find some
this
common ground.
This is three versus one.
Okay, so is it fall or is it autumn?
Autumn.
Both. I like both.
Mm-hmm.
Both. Depends on who I'm talking to and how fancy I'm on
sad. Exactly.
People have asked if I have another girl if I'm going to name her Autumn because Brock has an older daughter named Winter and then we have Summer. And I'm like, no.
Do
no,
all
it
the
ends
seasons.
With that. It ends with that. Sales tax?
Who?
Sales tax.
What's that?
No, oh my God, we don't have I wish that. I didn't know what that was.
I know. Yeah. It's like
I know what that is. Whenever you buy something, instead of it being the like, if it's something's a dollar, it's actually like $1.09 because you are get charged a tax on
just
everything
tax.
You buy here.
Yeah.
We don't do it. Sorry, I had to check with the management there. We do not do that. No.
The Pledge of Allegiance, do you see it as patriotic or indoctrinating?
Is it just yay or nay?
I guess so.
I think it's weird.
Yeah. I mean, do people still do that in school?
I don't know. Patriotism was fun until somebody ruined it.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It's always a bit weird being really into your country. Though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it always feels a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, the American flag didn't scare me until a few years ago.
Yeah, until like 2016. And now I'm like, oh, they have an American flag.
Yeah,
I'm
like, right
crossing the street before I walk in front
people
of that house.
Take it really, even in England, sometimes I think, oh, you've got nothing better to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chips versus fries. So what is the proper name for French fries? And then like, cause like, what would you call like Doritos or something? You know, that's a chip.
I'd say crisps.
Okay.
And chips.
I love that.
Crisps is like a hard one. Chips is like fries.
Gotcha.
But I hear you when you say fries. I get what you're saying.
I like crisps. I think that's a cuter name.
Yeah that sounds weird. I'm going to start saying that.
Yeah.
But
I
would also
never get some crisps.
Yeah. And I would never say I want to have like fish and fries. I would say fish and chips.
Yeah.
No, that's just a thing.
Yeah.
It's fish and chips. Yeah. Wearing shoes inside. I feel like Americans do it more than Brits, maybe.
I don't really do that. Or when I go into someone's house, I go, oh, do you want me to take my shoes off?
Yeah, I never do that.
I always wear shoes in the house.
You walking through the white rug.
My husband, Jason, has a big thing about this. He has slippers that go on as soon as he comes in. And then the slippers, like even if he's like picking a package up from the porch, he won't step outside in
That's
his slippers.
Me.
And also with pajamas, he won't even like go for a walk around the block with a stroller with me.
Oh, I'll go shopping.
It's crazy. Same. There's
I've
no difference for me.
Jumped in a car to like the drive-through in my pajamas.
Oh yeah, I've definitely done that. Definitely.
Okay, now this is a big one, especially as someone who has worked in the service industry for a long time. Tipping service workers.
Okay. We were just talking about this. So in England, we are stingy bastards. Am I allowed to swear?
Yes.
Yeah, we're stingy pricks. We don't tip because a lot of the time in England, your tips don't go to your server. They will just sort of, they spread it out. But in America, it's so, and you tip a lot. Mm-hmm. It's like, what, 20, 25%? Do you know how much that is?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a whole other meal
that
you're tipping. But like, I'll do it. But if you're not used to that, English people wouldn't tip. You wouldn't think to tip. Never. Mm-hmm. It's not a thing.
But the servers in England are paid a livable wage. Like our servers are paid like $2 an hour. And then
that's they
have
same
to
in
have
Australia,
tips.
Yeah. They don't tip there either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And whenever you do tip, they're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sure?
But do you know what's funny?
Did you mean to do that?
Over here, you can tell people want to be tipped because they're so nice to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll do every, in England, they're like, yeah, sit over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, you want food?
Yeah, it takes forever, I feel like,
How dare
for everything.
You? Yeah, order food at a restaurant. It's that kind of vibe.
Okay, the date format, month and day versus day and month. Because they do this in Australia
this.
As well. I know.
I don't get it. So, like, if we're in February, I'd say the 12th of the 2nd 2024.
Which makes sense because it goes from small to big, like day, month, year. It is strange that we, but you know, I'm just used to our way.
Yeah, but also even the metric system, you know, like whenever Brock says something about kilometers or what, I'm like, kilograms? I'm like, pounds, miles? Yeah. Like, come on, I don't know.
No, we wanted to make it very hard over here for no reason. Uh-huh.
I can do it in stone. And that's the only way I can work out.
What do you mean word? Stone?
I know I want to learn stone because I would be way skinnier in stone.
It sounds much better. Yeah. It does.
What,
yeah,
I'm like, like one stone is 100 pounds and like I can just be like one?
14. One stone is 14 pounds.
Interesting.
So it sounds so much less. Yeah. Oh, so good.
It's like you're on the moon. Yeah. With gravity.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, this is a big one. Driving on the right versus the left.
I would die if I drove over here.
And I would die if I drove over
even
there.
Like, but you guys don't have roundabouts, do you?
We do.
We do.
Oh, okay. Well, that's me out the window.
I don't understand how you do a roundabout the other way,
it's
though.
It's so confusing. Oh,
you
my
give
gosh.
Way to the right and you go round clockwise. But you would go round anti-clockwise and give way to the left.
No, you're yielding and coming in through the right.
I'm having a stroke thinking about this. I could.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I respect people that can drive over here, but there's no way. Even like your laws with pedestrians, if it says you can cross a road, you can still turn right.
Yeah.
I've nearly died four times because I didn't realize it doesn't apply to people turning.
Well, also, LA drivers are the worst drivers I've ever seen in my life. So this is like a different.
No one cares. Yeah. I'm walking out like no one will hit me. Yeah. They're all trying to hit me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't get insurance before coming out. I regret it.
Oh, yeah. Don't go to a hospital here. Yeah. You'll really be screwed.
God forbid. Yeah. I'm clinging on till I go back home.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
We were in Australia recently and we picked up my cousins on the way to a music festival. And Brock just after, I mean, he's born and raised in New Zealand and Australia, but has been out here for like 8.5 years now. And so he's driving and my cousin was like, wrong side. He just like kept, it was the roundabouts though. It was throwing him off. Yeah. And then when we would get to a light and then the island was, I'm like, wait, why are you going to the, that's the right side. The left side is the right side.
But you guys don't do like black cabs here. What do you do, cabs, like taxis?
We used to before Uber and Lyft.
Yeah. But
because we were in, what's the place where all the stars are on the road?
Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, we can just get like a taxi. Mm-mm. There's no taxis.
Not anymore. Uber and Lyft took over.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. New York still has taxis, but I think that's the only place I can think of.
Taxi drivers in New York are absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
They're mad at the Uber and Lyft drivers who took all their money.
Yes.
Warm or cold behavior to strangers?
Warm.
I'm pretty cold.
Depends. I used to be warm.
Like if you were to get in an elevator, do you talk to the person?
Oh, I saw Brock post about this recently and I was like, don't ever talk to a stranger in an elevator. What is wrong with you?
No, but if I'm meeting someone, I'll go over to make them feel comfortable and not awkward. Even if I'm at a shop, I'm like, you're right. Weather's so shit, isn't it? Like I'm just chatting shit. To make them feel comfortable. But maybe that's just my issue.
Okay, last one. Ending texts with X.
Always.
So
what does that mean?
Like a kiss.
Oh, that's cute.
But then what if you do 2, 3, 4?
Depends how drunk I am. I promise you, if I message you drunk, you're getting a love heart and 3 kisses.
Wow.
And I hope you're well.
I want to text you when you're drunk.
You can text me anytime. You can text me anytime. But that's a British thing, isn't it?
Yes.
People don't do like kisses over here.
No, sometimes an XO. But not just an X.
I'd never XO, unless I was being sarcastic.
Oh,
then
really?
I'd do an XO to show I'm being sarcastic. Oh. My God.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting, because I would be like,
that's
XO,
good to
XO.
Know.
Yeah. Right?
Gossip girl.
Yeah.
Do you know something else I've noticed since being over here? A man came up to me, and I didn't realize I'm quite tall. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's weird to be quite tall and a woman over here, because a guy came up to me and was like, oh, you must play volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
And I think people think I'm a man in a wig because I'm so tall, and women aren't very tall over here. So I feel like I stick out.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'9", 5'10".
Same.
Do you get this?
volleyball, I feel like, is a thing. Yeah.
I've never been near a volleyball.
It's because we're mean to short kings in this country. I think that's what it is. So short guys see tall women take it out on us.
That really offended me because I thought, I don't even know your name. Mm-hmm. Your question, you think I do sport?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sport.
That really pissed me off. That was my first introduction. I thought, cool. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Aura. Just step on him and move on.
Yes. That's absolutely what I'll do. Like a dominatrix.
Yes. Yeah.
Love it. All right, we're going to take another quick little break and then we'll be right back. Okay, so I'm a big believer that small, easy changes can have big results. And that goes for your skincare routine too. I feel like these days there is so much out there and it's confusing on what products work and in what order. What do I need? What do I not need? So I'm going to make this easy for you. I've made it easy for my husband, and that is the Works system from Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is a clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. So when I say clean, I mean that Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient so you can use their products daily with confidence. I struggle sometimes with a skincare routine on what does my skin need and how much of it and in what order. And I wanted to finally just take the guesswork out of my routine. So I started with their Works collection and I started Brock on this as well. He sees me do my night skincare routine and he's like, wait, I want to do that too. The Works system is everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Plus, if you know me, you know I love anything with sunscreen. On my days I don't want to wear makeup, their Tinted Glow Wonder Screen with SPF 30 just came out in new shades, and it is amazing. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount on the site. That's dimebeautyco.com. dimebeautyco.com. You're gonna love it. Say hello to your IRL makeup filter in a bottle. CoverGirl's Simply Ageless Skin Perfector Essence. If you've seen my Instagram, you know this is exactly what I have been wearing for a few months now. And let me tell you a little bit about it. So it's a skincare makeup hybrid. It makes your skin look plump, refreshed, and honestly, more youthful. It's developed using microdroplet technology. That's this refreshing formula that provides an instant burst of hydration for, get this, up to 24 hours. The pigmented capsules burst and blend to give a sheer tint while reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. And I'm telling you, you're not going to find this formula from any other drugstore brand. You can feel free to compare it to a $70 brand, honestly. This is my go-to foundation. I've been wearing it every day. It's full coverage, yet light. If you want to achieve a radiant bare skin filter effect, blend the formula with your favorite dense brush and activate the tinted microdroplets directly onto your face. You start with just a small amount and add additional product for your desired coverage level. Available in 8 adaptable shades to complement all skin tones. I love that it is clean, it's vegan, it's cruelty-free, one of the best beauty products I have used, only from Easy Breezy Beautiful CoverGirl. Okay, so while we have Grace here and we are doing a Hot Topics episode, I felt like we definitely have to talk about Princess Kate. And I've seen, okay, so social media has been, you know, obviously all over this the past month with theories of the absence of Kate Middleton. There were reports that she died. She was in a coma. She ran away because she found out her husband had fathered a child with her friend Rose. And I mean, there was like she had a BBL. There were like all of these crazy rumors.
I was a firm believer in the BBL. I really thought that happened.
Literally all over the place. My sister was filling me in on this last week. She's like, there's so many conspiracy theories. And I'm like, wait, what? Because I very much stay away from the news. So I'm like, fill me in. Tell me what's going on. But now it's been revealed, obviously, that she's undergoing cancer treatment. So sending her the best wishes. But I want to know, who do you think is to blame for how badly this story got out of hand? Do you think it's the palace and royal family, the general public, or both?
I don't think the palace even wanted that to come out. I feel like we pick up on things, especially like in England, the royal family is such, it's a bit half and half, but a lot of people are so invested in it, right? So people notice things, and as soon as one person says it, then it starts spiraling out of control and everyone's talking about it. But I just think, yeah, I don't even think it was the press. I think everyone was just absolutely so confused. And in England, we love an affair. So we were like, it has to be that. It absolutely has to be that.
But I don't understand, because they had said she was going to be out of commission for a while. They had announced that. So I didn't understand why people were getting up in arms that she was not
seen.
It's
kind of, I feel like, in America when a celebrity's like, I would like privacy at this time, or like a reality star.
Do you know,
it's like,
it was the, did you see the picture that was really photoshopped?
Yeah. Right.
And like AI.
That's what I was going to say next.
So we were like, this is like the royal family, the palace. How have they released something that is so bad that it starts all the conspiracy? Well, I love a conspiracy theory. So we
I do too. So I was
it.
Into it. I'm like, okay, wait, tell me all of the things.
Yeah. But if this was like Harry and Meghan or something, it would have been 10 times worse.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been like 40 times worse.
For sure.
You guys like them?
I do.
I do.
Good. Yeah, yeah, good. Don't ask someone in England that. But I love them.
I know.
Yeah. I love them.
Do you think that this has hurt the royal family's image?
No one, I'm going to be honest with you here, and you can take this as you want. People my age, you don't really, care about the royal family. It's not, I think it's so outdated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you so rich for doing, you know, like, I don't know, it's a bit outdated. So I don't think anything would hurt them, but I think slowly as the generations are going on, I think people are just slowly fading that out. I don't think there is like looked up upon as they
wait so
were.
Americans, do you think Americans are more invested in the royal family?
A 100 oh my god
like
100%
is obsessed.
Like I think American people are keeping the royal family going.
Wow.
Because in England everyone's just like yeah, that's Buckingham Palace.
That's, you know, amazing.
Like, it's not, but yeah, some Americans love that. And I love that for them. It keeps tourism coming, you know? So I love that.
So you brought up Meghan. So from a UK perspective, why do you think that Meghan Markle hasn't been well received in the UK?
I think she's American. And I think she's just very different to what maybe the royal family is. You know, you've got to think they're so traditional. They're very old fashioned. I love Meghan Markle. I think she's amazing. I don't think she's ever done anything wrong. But I just think, you've got to think we're from a country that is very small, very set in their ways, and it's a lot of the older generation that don't like change. So yeah, and they never really have privacy. So as soon as someone asks for some privacy, a lot of people don't respect that, because they're like, well, you're in a family that doesn't have privacy. You're a public figure. You're meant to be for the public. So people get quite funny about it. But I think a lot of the blame was based on her.
Yeah.
Maybe it shouldn't have been.
I feel like the royal family really missed the mark by the changes coming no matter what.
The
they would have accepted her and leaned into, like, this is our new modern royal family.
Yeah.
Like, and we, you know, we have somebody from a different country and it's totally fine. Like, that would have been, it could have then, I think, helped them carry on longer. Now I feel like they're going to get pushed back from our generation.
Well, because I, like you said, Americans love the royal. I didn't really care that much about the royal. I would pay attention. But then when Meghan came, I was like, oh my God, I'm watching the wedding. I'm doing everything. And I might have gone to England just to see what she was doing. Yeah. So yeah, they did miss the mark.
I think they missed
the mark.
I feel like as a young American girl, I always thought like, oh, Prince William, he's so dreamy, so cute. Prince Harry. And you kind of imagine this fantasy of like, oh, going to England, you fall in love with one of them and then you become a princess. And like Meghan Markle did that. So it was, I think for the first time too, I was like, I'm invested in this.
Yeah, I've had a crush on Harry. And then a black girl got to marry Harry. I was like, wait,
yeah,
I think a lot of it's the press, though. I think maybe the royal family actually, they might not even be that bad, but a lot of it can be spun out of proportion.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope she's well.
Yeah. I started binge watching Suits. She's very good at it. But
so did Brock.
Yeah.
But I could see, like, I mean, there are some sexy scenes of her in there.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe they didn't like
that. Oh, I'll start watching it then. Yeah. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
All right, well, before we move on to the next topic, obviously sending our best wishes to Princess Kate and the family, and we hope for a healthy outcome for everyone, because that was wild, seeing the Photoshops and all of that. But I do have some other topics I want to get into. The Schwartz kiss, I know we touched on a little bit.
I can't believe that I mean, when I saw that in the teaser, I was like, things. It's no way did that ever happen or, you know.
I mean, it didn't happen.
But I mean,
that's the thing.
I thought there was zero truth to any of it. I didn't realize that Schwartz had tried to kiss you at some point.
I did love all of the rumors that were swirling. They're like, it was probably Vegas, Sheena.
That's what I thought.
That girl from like season eight or whatever.
I thought it was going to be, and that they had just cut out maybe him saying like, Vegas, Sheena and I made out once.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
But here's my thing. Like, okay, you're kind of getting shit for like not saying anything. But okay, imagine if you had said something. They would have turned it around and said like, why are you bringing this up now? You're trying to destroy a marriage.
Right? You're trying to make it about you, Sheena.
Everybody makes a mistake. Yeah. Like, nobody cares. It was so old.
Could you imagine if I told Katie this before her wedding, I would have been making her wedding about me.
You'd be dead.
Oh, yeah.
You'd actually be dead. There's no way.
There's literally. No way. So it's like, first of all, there was no makeout, nor did I kiss him. He kissed me. I said no. He shot his shot. I shot him down. Like, I just want to make this. Yeah.
And this was
clear.
More than a decade ago. From the time that he tried until they got married was like 5 or 6 years, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like also you're like, oh, by the way, since I'm in your wedding 6 years ago.
I honestly don't even think I remembered around that time. Yeah. It was something that I buried. I was like traumatized by it because despite what the world may think, this homewrecking horror version of me, I am not a cheater. I don't cheat on people. Mm-hmm. Someone I was with back in 2006 was cheating on his wife. I didn't know that. Like, I am not a cheater. So in this moment, it was, I think when I was drunk, as we know, at Hotel Ziggy. But when I said, I don't know if it was right around when Shay and I got engaged. I just remember my sister was in high school. So that was sometime between season one, season two, this like cheerleading competition that Ariana came with me to. But I was not about to get back to this group of women in LA who hated me for being a home wrecking whore and being like, by the way, when your man was drunk, he tried to kiss me. I said no.
Such a good point.
But I kind of cheated on you, but it wasn't my fault because I didn't want the kiss, but he kissed me. It was just like there was no winning in this situation. No. So in that moment, I said, this never happened. You take this shit to the grave.
Yeah.
You go to your room. I go to mine. And like,
that's a good way to deal with
it.
Though, because nothing happened.
Yeah. And I didn't want to hurt Katie because I also knew he was a makeout slut and he had cheated on her already. And I was not about to be one on the list of women who like hurt her with this. There's no way.
Every woman, I know every woman has a secret that they haven't told a friend specifically not to hurt. I know I'm taking stuff to the grave.
Yeah. Well, I've also learned in therapy that I think sometimes my defense mechanism or trauma response is to often just like box up certain things, you know? And I feel like I'm so hyper aware because the whole world says that I make everything about me when it's like I don't even want to open up about certain things because I don't want people to think that I'm making anything about me, but it always backfires anyways.
I think people need to think that because you're on a show, the way they edit it because you're talking about a topic that's so relevant, it looks like you're talking about it constantly.
Yeah.
But you're not. You're
it's
just
my
being
job.
Yes, it's you have to talk about it. You're being asked about it. So obviously anyone in that situation would be talking about it.
Yeah.
And also if you say something twice, like ever, if those two times are filmed, then it looks like you're talking about something a lot. But really you only said it two times ever.
I know. I feel like, too, with EMDR therapy, I've done a lot of that last year. I'm now learning more how to, like, unpack and address those type of memories in a healthy way where it's like I can compartmentalize stuff. But ultimately, if you just keep things in, it kind of eats up at you, you know? And that's even how I felt this season, just like keeping in that hatred and anger for Sandoval. I was like, I don't have to forgive you and move on and be your best friend again, but I have to find a way to release this. Because it is unhealthy for me on the inside, on the outside, it just every way. It was like, I just was not.
Grace, do Brits love therapy?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. I want to be a Brit.
But I'm going to be honest, I think it shows. Like, we are so troubled. I'd love to do a bit of therapy. I think I need therapy.
Okay, so with staying on that topic, Katie had relayed that me not telling her was lying by omission. So my question for you all is, if someone makes an unwanted advance on you, do you have an obligation to tell their partner? and think about the position I was
situational.
In.
Situational.
Yeah.
It's also just a shitty position to be in. Like, how dare Schwartz, like, come in hot on you like that? Like, that's, like, shitty of him. He put you in that weird position. He should be the one apologizing to everybody right now. Yeah.
And also, if you're really drunk, if that person is so, if he's, like, blackout drunk or something like that, in my mind, it would be like, okay, he was just so drunk.
And he was.
That's what, then I'd just be like, he's probably not going to remember this anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it would create a massive deal. So I'm just going to pretend it didn't happen. That is, I would do that.
Yeah. And why would I ever then bring this up later? Like, by the way, you just asked me to be a bridesmaid, but I have to make this about me for a second and tell you something. Like, there's no way in hell I was doing
that. And at that point, that wouldn't have made a difference, I don't think.
No.
So it would just have been a stupid, like, an
It would have just upset her.
Yeah,
exactly. Kate had already forgiven Tom for making out with people drunk behind her back, so.
I genuinely felt like I was protecting her and her feelings, and this was someone that, as mean as she was to me, I still wanted to be her friend, and I still wanted to build this friendship. So it's like, there was no way I was going to tell her that, because it would have made her look at me differently all of these years, when she already didn't like me and didn't even do anything to her.
Which is also sad, because it shouldn't be on you. Like, it's not like you were hitting on him and you were making a move on him.
Right.
He was advancing on you. Like, and you're getting the blame somehow, which I don't like.
It's always the girls.
Yeah.
It's always us getting the blame.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know. These Schwartz has, like, escaped for years. Just like, oh,
it's
that's just
his
Schwartz.
Personality.
He's so charming.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He smiles like a little puppy dog and somehow gets away with everything. And I'm like, wait, I hate you, but I don't.
I know. I know. And for him to say that we were joking about it around the holidays, I'm like, bro, I did not even see you around the holidays. No, 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 no. But I was just like, when I saw that, I'm like, what are you talking about? And Lala was probably thinking, like, bitch, I spent Christmas with you.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean at the holidays?
Oh, Schwartz.
Anyways. Also on this week's episode, the topic of sharing locations came
up. Ooh, I love this. I can't believe you have that many people. So I thought I had a lot, like 20 people's locations. You have 50-something?
Here's the thing.
50.
Janet, can I tell you, like, if you looked at my Find My Friends, here's the thing. I genuinely don't go on this app to see where all of these people are.
I do.
Okay, that's you. I will text my friends to see if they made it home safe when they're drunk and in an Uber by themselves.
That's
I
true.
Always do that. I get that from my mom. That's how I realized that Raquel stopped sharing her location with me because she didn't respond to me one night. And I was like, hi, did you make it home? And I was like, oh, I could just check. And I'm like, location not loading, location not loading. And there were a couple times that
Shady.
Happened. So I finally questioned her about it because I'm like, yo, what are you hiding?
Yeah.
Like, come on. This is weird. It's been two or three times I've tried to see if you're home safe. And so there's the only time I really check is if someone's on their way over, I'm like, oh, are they close? I don't need to bother you while you're driving, you know? But it makes it look like I'm like, who is it? Who is it? So they had me count how many people's locations I had when I was in my interview. And I mean, I still have people. I have Robbie Hayes's location.
You do?
I haven't talked to the guy in years. It's just, I've never gone on and been like,
after
we're not.
After this airs, Robbie's going to be like, remove.
Like, there's people on here that it's like, the people I did my show in Vegas with, like, I don't need some of the bachelor
pad
guys.
I want to look at your map.
I don't
Let me
need
see your map.
These people's locations anymore. I've never gone on.
Oh my God,
to
you have
unshare.
So many dots all over.
Yeah, how do you get them to share? I want to be.
Wow,
I want more people to
this.
Share
how
with
you
me.
Ask them
yeah,
to.
That's the thing is, I don't even ask. It like
it
gets,
automatically loads.
Look at all those people.
No, it'll just be we're talking about something in conversation, and like my friend Madison, who was my neighbor when I was living on the West Side, she's like, "Oh wait, I don't have your location." I was like, "Oh yeah." Sure. And then we just like exchange. It's like usually brought
I've
up in a casual conversation.
I don't share my location,
no.
but I want people to share their location.
Yeah. I'm nosy. I'd want to see. I just have my parents and that's it.
Yeah. So it becomes this thing of like, oh, Sheena tracked Max. And that's how she found out. No.
Wow.
I texted individually Katie and Max because they went home together that night. And I said to each of them individually, not in a group chat, did you make it home safe? Did you make it home safe? I don't remember if Katie responded. I think she maybe just said like, yeah, I'm good or whatever. But Max responded with this weird emoji that I didn't even know. It was like in the new update. It was like a black face with yellow dots and like a line with like, it was like a dotted like smiley face.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
And I was like, what's that supposed to mean? He was like, uh-oh. And I'm like, are you good? Like, so then I checked.
And you see what? Like, you see Katie and Max's dots on top of each other?
I don't have Katie's location.
Oh.
But and then Brock was like, well,
but you know where she lives.
And so I show Brock and I was like, do you know what this emoji means? And he's like, no. And I'm like, Brock's like, check his location. You have it. And I was like, oh yeah. So I look and I'm like, did Max move into Katie's building?
Oh my God.
Is Max at Kristen's? No, Kristen's with Luke. And then I'm like, there's no Max and Katie. I'm like, maybe they're just in the Uber still talking, whatever. So I let it go. So then the next morning, Max had texted me and was like, something like it was bound to happen or whatever. And Brock was like,
cryptic messages.
I know.
So then
he wanted you to know.
Brock tells me, we'll check his location again. So I do. And he was still at Katie's.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, you spent the night.
I'm assuming you don't have his location anymore.
No, I still do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I
He's
still
like,
do.
I don't care.
Until next week. Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, oh no, he texted me this morning and he goes, wait, I heard it's in the episode tomorrow night. How bad is it for me? He's like, I haven't told my mom.
No.
I haven't told my friends. Now everyone's going to find out.
Max gets around.
But he does.
Because he and Kristen have hooked up too, right?
Yeah.
That's
public, I was first.
Right?
I was going to put that out there.
And I have never hooked up with Max. I see people saying like, oh, Janet had a threesome with Max and Dana. Never.
Well, did threesome. You
never
want
happened.
To?
I wanted to hook up with Dana. I've never been attracted to Max.
Hmm.
Fair.
It's the truth.
As you should.
Okay. So what are your thoughts on sharing locations with friends? Because I know you did used to, but then you had an incident where you had to
stop. I had a crazy person,
and
so I had to remove it completely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, I mean, what do you think?
I want people to share their location with me. I don't want to share mine. I don't know why. I'm just weird like that.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not because I want to stalk them. I just kind of want to know, like, where are you today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at home.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Are you doing something fun?
I'm the exact same. I love knowing where everyone is. If they're coming round, I like to track them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want people to know where I am because I'm like an avid liar of I've left. If I've said I've left, I haven't left.
Or oh, if, you'll say I'm on my way and you're still
do you know what it
halfway?
Is as well? Mm-hmm. If I don't want to have a conversation, I'm like, oh, babe, I'm on the motorway. Like, I can't speak. I'm at home. I just don't want to pick up the phone.
Fair.
And yeah. If they've got my location, they're going to be like, you're a barefaced liar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I can't have that on my back.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Thank you.
I get it. Yeah. So anyways, topic of conversation that I just felt like I needed to clear up because it's like everyone in the group is like, oh, Sheena tracks people. And there's even something later in the season that comes up. And I felt like someone was trying to catch me in a lie. Like, oh, well, did you see where so-and-so went? And I'm like, no. And they're like, don't you have her location? I'm like, yeah, but I didn't look. I'm not just sitting at home looking. Like, I'm...
They're acting like you're a spy.
Literally. Yeah. I'm not Kristen Doty, okay?
See, that's the thing about you, Sheena. It's like, you're so just, like, honest about things.
I am.
And people, they will jump on you, but, like, look inside yourself. You do the same thing. You just would never admit it out loud.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's easy to pick on you because you're like, I'm not going to tell you.
I know. But
also,
I'm
you're
like,
better than me. I would be stalking. If I had those dots, I would be. All I would do is sit home and watch all the dots move around town.
I would have like a graph.
Yeah.
Of where they are at all times.
Sheena's on the move. Sheena's on the move.
She's going back to her house a second time this week. Yeah.
I mean, just looking at your map, I'm like, oh, does Tori live close to your new house? I was just looking at
here's
her,
the thing, and this is what gets brought up later in the season. I don't know where she lives, so if her dot looks like it's close to me,
I
know
I
she's
in
the same
in.
City, but I've never been to her house,
okay,
so therefore I would not know if her dot was at home or if she's somewhere else.
I would have everybody's
dots. Yeah, you need
memorized.
To get back on that. You need to get back on.
All right, we're gonna take one more quick little break, and then we'll be back to wrap things up. All right, y'all. So I don't know if you're excited for Lisa Vanderpump's new show on Hulu, but I cannot wait for Vanderpump Villa. My friend Marciano is on it, and I can't wait to see all of the drama unfold. At the heart of the series is the staff, a group of attractive and opinionated team members who all have a unique or lack thereof expertise that have entered the villa to work, play, and clash under the same roof as their guest. The series will chronicle their day-to-day lives as they strive for Lisa's approval and the villa's success. Living and working together 24 hours a day will serve as the catalyst for the interpersonal drama that will ensue. Conflict is bound to unfold as friendships are formed, romances are sparked, and the group is pushed to the emotional limits to satisfy the guests' every whim. Lisa Vanderpump, as we know, is as real as it gets. She is the queen of hospitality, having run over 35 restaurants and a boutique hotel, and has become a household name due to her iconic reality TV career. Vanderpump Villa provides an entertaining and unfiltered portrait of life, both saturated in and starkly without privilege. Viewers will escape to France and be transported to a magnificent French countryside villa, Chateau Rosabelle, which will serve as the opulent background for the new series. Watch Vanderpump Villa premiering April 1st, only on Hulu. Okay, so I have seen this on social media. Brock listens to this podcast. I think it's called the All In Podcast, and they were talking about it the other day, the TikTok ban that I know they're trying to do. So the House of Representatives has passed a measure to ban TikTok if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake. So they basically want to ensure that China doesn't access private data from the app's 170 million U.S. users or be able to influence them through its algorithms. The bill is now facing an uncertain path in the Senate after easily sailing through the House. And I know Vice President Kamala Harris has said this week that the bill doesn't intend to ban TikTok, but instead deal with its ownership. So other politicians are advocating for intelligence agencies to declassify information about TikTok, China's ownership that has been provided to senators in classified briefings, etc. So my question is, what do we think about this? And do we need to see this classified information before we can make a determination if TikTok poses an actual threat?
First of all, you sound like Elle Woods
I know, right?
This one I had to read my notes for because I wanted to get the facts straight, which is why I have my Andy Cohen cue cards.
I think Love what it. We don't know can't hurt us. I'm a firm believer in that.
I'm a data slut. I hit accept to all of the, like, can we have all your data?
All the cookies.
Are everywhere. Yeah. So, like, I'm just like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm already giving away my data and cookies to everybody.
Yeah.
Like,
I always say accept all.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And then I'm like, wait, was I supposed to do that?
I'm like, we've lost so much privacy just having an iPhone and all the apps and everything we do. I'm just like, I don't know. Like,
you don't have privacy in 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you know everything about me before I even, like, you don't even have to put your social security number into things anymore. Like, you just put your name and they're like, all your history comes up.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know you guys already admitted you all like conspiracy theories. Yeah. It's like, I know that they were saying, like, these people in Congress who were voting on this, a lot of them had investments in Meta, right? Mm. And do I believe that, like, Mark Zuckerberg could just be paying these people off so he could add the algorithm to TikTok?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably.
Like, he just wants to buy TikTok because it's, like, beating his ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if TikTok is banned, what do you think will happen to the communities that have been built across that platform? Because I feel like only so much transfers over to, like, Instagram and whatnot. So
that is me. That is my platform is TikTok. I'm fucked.
I
know.
I think it'll still exist. It'll just be different.
Yeah. My bills aren't going to be paid the same.
No, exactly. Yeah.
This is hell.
Yeah, yeah. For content creators, it would definitely be a big shock, I think. Mm-hmm. And you would, I guess, you know, have to maybe move over to Reels.
Like,
but
what are people over here going to do? Because it's not the same.
Well, more conspiracy. Yeah. But they also don't like that we're not working in, like, the usual ways.
That's
because
true.
They want to make money off of us, and they can only do that if we're cogs in the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're all entrepreneurs on our own, and they don't like that.
I agree.
Also, like, okay, you're a UK creator, so would you still have access to your American audience? Like, I wonder how
that's the thing. My second biggest audience is the US on my TikTok.
Yeah.
So it's like, and a lot of them don't follow my Instagram. It's only TikTok. So it's like, how would they still keep up with me?
Right.
How would I still converse with them? I don't even think about that.
Yeah.
Go follow my Instagram.
I'm like, do we switch platforms now?
No, either way, I'm screwed.
To be honest, I think it's going to get settled before it gets totally shut
down.
I can't
see them banning
because
it.
They've been talking about it since the pandemic.
You're going to get a lot of people who suddenly care about politics if they shut down TikTok.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to have people being like, take whatever you want away from me. Take my data, but take my TikTok? Mm-hmm. Hell no.
Hell no.
So true.
I think that suddenly you'd have some people that are, maybe that's a good way to motivate people to vote.
You can't get people in the street, but, like, take their TikTok away and they might.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we will see, but, you know, just start maybe posting more on Reels and
just everything else I'm going to have to do.
All right. To wrap this up, what else has been going on this week? Anything you ladies want to discuss? What should we be watching this week? I mean, you said buying Beverly Hills.
Buying Beverly Hills for sure. I'm actually going to start Mama June, Family Crisis, because I just saw that,
yeah,
like,
that
she's stealing
good.
All of Honey Boo Boo's money.
So sad. Yeah. I really think there's laws for under SAG for child actors, yeah, but there's nothing for kids who appear on reality
their
shows
mom needs to be
yet.
Locked up. She's so bad.
They're really, I think maybe this will be the beginning of a movement for it, because Honey Boo Boo should be a millionaire.
Yeah.
The fact that she has $33,000
in her account
crazy.
And she like
that's
wants
really
to go
sad.
To college.
Wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what else is good to watch is, what's that one that's exposing like Nickelodeon?
Quiet on Set.
Quiet on Set.
Yeah.
I think
that's what my friend Jenny texted me about that the other night. She's like, have you seen Quiet on Set? And I'm like, girl, I haven't even seen the season of The Bachelor. No, I have not seen
it. We can't watch that in the UK, but I've been watching it on TikTok and it's absolutely insane.
Wow.
It's horrible, yeah.
Okay.
It's a good one to watch.
Okay.
Not really a mood lifter.
But no.
Yeah, that is wild about Honey Boo Boo. Like, is she going to sue her mom?
She better.
You know what I mean,
from what I understand, her mom is just like, I spent it all on drugs. Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You put it like that. Mm-hmm.
That
like,
is so sad.
It's not like she has it in a bank account somewhere and is hiding it from her daughter. She's like, no,
it's up
it
her
went
nose
up,
or whatever.
Yeah, it's up her nose in her veins. Whatever
drug of
she
choice.
Was doing.
Yeah. I mean, and as you know, a mom who has a kid who's not yet getting paid in the industry, like, I still have my business manager who set up the account for her that we put money into that's going to acquire money. Any brand deals or things, if she is a part of, will go straight into that. Like, I remember when my sister was acting, she had to have a Coogan account.
Yeah.
And I told Brock literally last night, there was a brand who reached out to her. And it's these...
Wait, reached out to Summer Moon?
Reached out to Summer Moon's account. Yes, because Summer Moon tagged them from her account. But it's these safe for kids kitchen knives. They cut everything, but they won't like cut
I've
you.
I've seen her use those
They're
on
really
the cooking
good.
Videos
So last night, she was cutting the butter for us and putting the butter in the noodles. And she was getting so close to her finger, but her finger was totally fine. And so I had tagged this brand, just something that we actually purchased, but I liked it and I wanted other moms to see this is a kid safe brand. And they reached out and said, you know, would you be interested in exploring a partnership? But I'm like, absolutely. And whatever that is 100% her.
Yeah.
Summer's like, send it to Daryl.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, I think about things like that and I could not ever imagine like stealing money from your kid, using your kid's money to buy
drugs.
You're
a good mom.
And,
there's a lot of other reality moms
who
are not going to be doing
that.
Or
those momfluencers.
It's
really sad. The worst.
No, literally. But it was fun getting into
this
shenanigans
I
with
love,
you all.
Yeah, ladies' night.
Ladies' night. Janet, anything to wrap it up with?
Watch The Valley. It's going to get crazy.
I can't wait.
It's going to be a shit show.
See, and for me, it's like, I'm so used to, you know, getting the Vanderpump episodes, obviously, ahead of time. The Valley, I have to wait and watch it live.
I'll trade you links.
East Coast feed. We can't do that. But on the Bravo app, you can get East Coast feed, so I can watch it actually live.
I do that.
Yeah, same. All right, well, thanks, ladies. Tell everyone, please, where they can find you on TikTok while you still have it.
Guys, if you can be asked, go see GK Barry or Saving Grace. That's all I've got.
And follow Kiki at The Talk of Shame.
I love it. I'm Jan Elizabeth with an X on the end because there's still a Jan Elizabeth that won't give me her name.
Thanks for listening and watching, guys. Bye.
Sheena Shea. Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
'Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.